Good morning.
Okay, so today there's a very interesting idea I saw in a tweet from Shlomo Katz, and I want to develop this idea that he saw quoted in a sefer called the Siach Yaakov Yosef about Moshe Rabbeinu and his leadership style, which I think is a beautiful idea. There's a story after the tragic losses of Aaron's children, where Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron and Elazar and Itamar that the Ben of Hanosarim, the remaining children, in terms of bringing a korban, and they were supposed to bring three different korbanos. They were supposed to bring a chatas, they were supposed to bring Nachshon ben Aminadov, the head of the Sheva of Yehuda, was supposed to bring his korban as the head of the Nasi, and also they were supposed to bring the chatas of Rosh Chodesh that was supposed to be brought on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, it was a very interesting halachic situation that they found themselves in, because Aaron and his children were, at that particular time, they were onanim, which means traditionally they don't bring korbanos, but Moshe Rabbeinu felt that as the celebration of the Chanukah Samishkan was happening, that that would override the aninus of Aharon and his children, that simcha played a greater role. And really, from the Chumash itself, it's vague what happened, but that seems seemingly what Rashi is sharing with us. And he commands him to bring those three korbanos and to eat those three korbanos as opposed to a standard oneg. Then, when the story concludes, Vaidaber, apparently Aaron and his children don't do that, but rather they eat from two of them, and they burn the chatas. The chatas itself is the chatas of Rosh Chodesh was burnt. Okay, so the Gemara, the Chumash tells us in the Pesukim, Vasira chatas dorish dorish Moshe, v'nei sarif, he burnt it, v'yiksof, and he got angry, al-alazir v'alisom, b'nei Aaron, al-alisom lemur, madu alo chaltim as a chatas, why didn't you eat from this particular chatas, b'makam ha-kodesh? Ki kodesh kadoshimi, ah, you're an onein, don't, I told you to eat it, you have to eat it. This was supposed to be as an atonement for the entire community. Right? So what were you doing? Why didn't you eat from all three? You ate two, but what about the third? So then Aaron comes in and he speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Aaron inserts his insight into this particular issue. This day I brought the chatas. The one that was the chatas that was for the Rosh Chodesh, that one was not eaten. So then, the response of Moshe Rabbeinu was, "Ayishma Moshe." Moshe heard, "Ayita Beinu," and it was good in his eyes. It was good in his eyes. It's very interesting. It's like when you have a Gemara and you have a dispute between two people. So the Gemara brings it, but very often when you talk to kids, they like learning Chumash. Why do they like learning Chumash? Because it's one storyline, it's one narrative, and you hear the punchline at the end. You don't really hear the dialogue between two participants in terms of, this is one way of viewing it, where Moshe Rabbeinu tells him to eat all three, and Aaron HaKohen says, no, we're going to eat two, and we're going to eat only two, and we're going to burn the third. It's very interesting you have a dialogue. And then at the end, you see that Moshe Rabbeinu Taka heard what Aaron HaKohen says, and he says, Vayitav Be'enei Hashem. And this dialogue is very interesting, and there's got to be a deeper message here for us. And I think it speaks a lot about the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Lubavitch Rebbe, in one of his sichas that's brought down in this Gutnik Chumash, he says something that's very impactful. Rabbi Simon says something that's very impactful. And then I want to share with you something that I saw from the Siach Yaakov Yosef, which I think is the most impactful of all three. We'll tie it all together. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe explains that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen were looking at it from two different perspectives. It was almost like a Machlokas Hillel and Shammai, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Midah of Emes, and Aaron HaKohen represents the Midah of Shalom. We know that Aaron HaKohen is the Midah of Shalom, Oyev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. He's always running after peace and tranquility and happiness between parties. So this is coming off of the death of Aaron HaKohen's children. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, forget the aninus, because what's more important at this particular juncture was what? Was the Chanukas HaMishkan, was the establishment of the Mishkan, so you have to bring all the Korbanos exactly like they're supposed to. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying the Midah of Emes trumps anything else at this particular point, because death is temporary, it's not real, they'll be coming, you know, there is not something that one should engage and wallow in sorrow at this particular point. The ultimate Simcha is greater than that, which is Chanukas HaMishkan, and almost like somebody, I don't want to say emotionless, because Moshe Rabbeinu, as a great leader, had tremendous emotions, but the way Lubavitcher Rebbe understood, it was just the midah of Emes, and saying, right now, what's our tachlis? The tachlis is, the purpose is the Chanukas HaMishkan. But Aaron HaKohen is the midah of Shalom. He says, we just lost somebody. There has to be, you can't just ignore that element of death, of mourning, of sadness, of tragedy. And therefore, yes, we'll eat from some of the korbanos, but there's also going to be this element of what? This element of avelis, which means that we will not eat from all the korbanos, but rather we're going to burn one of the korbanos. But the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu was, he understood, similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, I don't, the Baruch Hu doesn't say this, but I think you tie it in. When the world was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we'll create it with din. He saw the world couldn't sustain itself. That's not the way people are. So invoke the Midah of Rachamim. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that he was on the level of Emes where he could transcend it, but he understood that the regular person couldn't, and therefore he bowed and acquiesced to Aaron HaKohen's Midah of Shalom and Vayishma Moshe, and he heard it. He heard that there was a need for mourning, Vayita Be'enav, and it was good in his eyes. So that's Aleph, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to empathize it, even though he had the Midah of Emes, and he understood what needed to be done, but yet was able to understand the Midah of Aaron HaKohen. That's Mila number one of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mila number two, Rabbi Simon brings it to say for the Imre Baruch, I forgot who he brings it, and he quotes Rashi. And Rashi says, why does it say twice? It says, Darash, Darash, and Vayita Be'enei Hashem. So he quotes, he says, Im Shamati Bekot Shisha, I'm sorry, he says like this, what was so good about it was Vayita Be'enei Hoda. He admitted, V'lo Bush Lamar Lo Shamati. He admitted, and he wasn't embarrassed to say, I'd never heard this halacha before. He stopped, he paused, and he reflected, and he understood that he was perhaps mistaken. This is the midah of a great leader. This is the midah of Yehuda, who has the malchus come after him. What did Yehuda do when he heard that perhaps he impregnated Tamar, and he could have had her burn? He stops, he pauses, and he says, Sadka mimeni. She's greater than I am. And he admits that she was correct and he was incorrect. That midah was transformed Yehuda into the Shevet that was going to eventually have the kingship, because that's the ultimate milah of a leader, where they have to not just be somebody who is telling everybody what to do, but also they have to admit when they are wrong. And Moshe Rabbeinu at that particular juncture says, Vayishma Mota, Vayishma Moshe, Moshe hears, Vayita Be'enev, it was good. And Rashi reminds us that he was able to hold, he was able to admit v'lo bosh, and he wasn't embarrassed at that particular moment. How many times do people say something and they see they're wrong and they have to admit, then they have trouble, excuse me, they have trouble admitting that perhaps they were made an erroneous psak. Could you imagine how hard that is for a leader? When they get up and they're giving a shir and somebody shtachs them, they tell a story about Soloveitchik. Rabbi Lamb says that his levaya, it was his yard site last week. So I remember in Yeshiva University, they made Hespedim at the Shloshim, because he died in Chol HaMoed. He died the first day Chol HaMoed. So they once tell a story that he came to Shir, and he was saying over Torah. And one kid raised his hand, but Rebbe, the Chidush HaRan says otherwise. And Soloveitchik looks at this individual, and he puts his head down, and he looks at him, and he thinks, and then he takes out a ream of paper from his inside suit to jacket, and he starts putting X's page after page after page. And he says, boy, he's dismissed. The shir is over. That's godless. Right? And because he thought he was wrong, and he dismissed everybody. That's it. He wasn't embarrassed to admit he made a mistake. That's leadership. Now, Rabbi Lamb says the punchline of the story is the next day he walked into shir, and he looks at the boy, and he says, now read the Chidush HaRan properly. But the point was, is that in that first year, he was like, oh, and he didn't say anything, and he admitted that he was perhaps mistaken in that particular situation. That's Vayishma Moshe Vayita Ve'enav, because he didn't understand where Aaron was coming from. And it's explained that there were two types of korbanos that were brought on that day. The korbanos that were brought for the Chanukas HaMishkan, for the establishment of the Mishkan, those korbanos, those had to be brought that day. But the korban that was going to be brought for Ledoros, that didn't impact on the simcha of the establishment of the Mishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that could be not, that didn't have to be eaten. So the chatas l'Rosh Chodesh, since that was a forever chatas, so that one didn't have to be. So when Moshe Rabbeinu heard that, he understood he was wrong, and he was able to say, okay, Taka, you're right, Aaron. And he admitted he was wrong. That's leadership. But perhaps, I saw it in a tweet, and it inspired me so much. The third thing that we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu is very similar to the first two. It says, Vayishma Vayita Ve'enav. So he says like this, because if you go through the entire parasha, B'chola parasha Yisa, the Moshe Rabbeinu Diber Aaron V'alkol Yisrael, every parasha, Vayidaber Moshe Az B'nei Yisrael, Vayidaber Moshe, Vayidaber Moshe, Moshe gets up and he says the shir, Moshe gets up and he says the shir, Moshe Rabbeinu Zog Zinachamu, shir, he gives him a shir, he's a maggot shir, Moshe Rabbeinu, he got up and he kept saying shirim, shir after shir, V'kan Yisa, hear what do you have? Vayidaber Aaron O Moshe. The opposite. It's the first time Aaron gets up and he speaks. Vizel vayita beinav. This is what was gevaldik in Moshe's eyes. Moshe beinu nochach liros shedaver tovu lishmoa gamas divrei chavero. Moshe beinu understood that it was terrific to listen to what his friend had to say. A great magid shir isn't somebody who gets up and just says all the Torahs, but he has the koach of being a shomea, of being a listener. And Moshe Rabbeinu perhaps is demonstrating the greatest lesson in being a leader. A leader isn't somebody who just speaks and speaks and speaks and says and talks and talks and talks and everybody has to listen. But a great leader is somebody who listens to his constituents. And here it says, Chaveru. So Moshe Rabbeinu, what is the Torah telling us by this dialogue of Moshe Rabbeinu saying, this is what's got to be, that you have to burn all, that you have to eat all the korbanos, and comes along Aaron and says, no, we're just going to burn two, we're going to eat two and burn one. The message here is that Moshe Rabbeinu, as great as he was as a leader, was still willing to listen. And this is a lesson for life for all leaders that Moshe Rabbeinu was sharing, that you have to stop and listen to what people are saying. If you're not listening to the people, you don't really care about the people. And Moshe Rabbeinu was pausing and reflecting and saying, Taka, Aaron, you have an amazing point here. Not that he was admitting he was wrong. That's a different idea. The idea here is he was listening. And if a leader doesn't listen, he's not with the people. We see this again by Har Sinai. Before Har Sinai, what's the preamble for all of the Torah? We have the story of Vayishma Yisro, where Yisro listens. And Yisro listens and is impacted by it. But Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't just give lip service to Aaron HaKohen. He listens to what he has to say and he says, okay, as the Lubavitch Rebbe says, I don't necessarily agree with you, but I'm willing to go with you on this particular point. Do you know, every great leader in this world, he's impacted by great ideas about people around him. There are stories, there's a great book here, Give and Take, by Adam Grant. I recommend it for everybody. But he says the power of powerless communication in this paragraph he speaks about. What is the power of powerless communication? It's about being a listener, understanding what your constituents want, and then developing it through them. If somebody has a great idea, then you want to roll with it. There's an organization, I don't want to say the name of the organization, but it's going to crumble soon. And what's the reason why it's crumbling? Rabbi Kamenetsky and I talk about this all the time. It's because the leader of that particular organization, they weren't willing to listen to those people who were their second tier, so to speak, and give them buy-in into the product. And therefore, the leader's on his pedestal, and eventually, if the people below him don't feel like the leader is listening, they don't follow the leader. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us an example as to what a leader is. A leader is somebody who listens. And Moshe Rabbeinu understood that, and therefore, Vayitav Ba'enav, it was terrific in his eyes, that he had the opportunity that Aaron HaKohen felt comfortable speaking up because Moshe Rabbeinu gave him that platform and then he let him run with it. This is a lesson in life for all leaders. Moshe Rabbeinu, there was never a manig like him, but he's teaching us three incredibly valuable lessons. The dichotomy of Emes versus Shalom, and where he's willing to give up on Emes for the Shalom. number one. Number two, that sometimes you have to admit that you don't know everything and that you could be wrong, and that even when you're wrong, you admit it to your constituents and they hear you with that admission, as Rav Soloveitchik did in that shiur. And the third, the power of listening. When you're a listener and you're willing to say to somebody else, I hear where you're coming from, and you give them the valuable platform to speak, so then your organization becomes that much greater and everybody around you will be more willing to follow in your particular path. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos where we follow the ultimate leader, namely that of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who never has to admit he's wrong. He always sees Shalom and he's always willing to listen throughout tefillahs. Have an amazing, wonderful Shabbos.